What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Before I get to the running game, Austin, let's hit the lines on the ever-developing Cam Hayward story. Obviously, he'll be watching the controlled scrimmage today. I don't know that he would have participated anyway, but he'll be watching, and it's going to be fascinating to see how this evolves. I think the assumption is simply, oh, yeah, the Steelers will take whatever, $4 million. $5 million, $6 million from next year's non-guaranteed roster bonus for him, and just add it as a sweetener, kind of like what they used to do with Antonio Brown a couple times. And as Mike DeFabo reminded us, Bettis, although a lot less money when they sweetened Bettis's deal. And I keep asking, if it's that easy, if any one of us could do it, why hasn't it been done? It seems to me something larger is happening here. And it seems to me that Cam has all the leverage if he were to want to sit a game, except his already damaged reputation would be further at stake. But he's already been paid. They only owe him $1.3 million for the whole season. He collected the $13 million plus they owed him this year already, then decided to not show up for work. So he's taking very minimal financial risk by sitting out games if he should choose to do so. Let's go to the lines.
All right, let's start with John. He's in Mars.
Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Joe. I don't think Scam does have all the leverage because there's another person on the roster with the same last name as him. So this is what I would do. I'd say, all right, Cam, you want more money? Fine. We're not going to throw you a bone again and keep your brother on the team. We're going to take his money off him, cut him, and then we'll give you that money. And now you complain.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that yesterday. I don't know. It makes me a little uncomfortable to bring that whole thing into it. They're very good people, for one. So it's just, it seems a little weird to bring that in or to even conceive of that threat. And also, Connor Hayward has done a decent job on special teams. He's definitely on the bubble. But I don't really like dragging that aspect. I don't think they're just throwing a bone to Cam here by keeping Connor around. I don't. And he might not be around this team much longer. Who knows? I don't think it'll have anything to do with this. Next.
All right, here's Anthony in Oakland to chime in.
Hey, Anthony.
Well, Joe, the team has the leverage, and here's why. Before he took the roster bonus, he could have asked for what he didn't get in his negotiations of last year. And what he has to realize, it's not the team's obligation to rectify what your agent and you didn't do last year.
Yeah.
So once you took the sign, once you took the roster bonus, you're obligated to play and you're obligated to practice. They're going to start taking money if they're going to play hardball. And at this point, I like Jerry Jones.
Wait a second. What money are they going to take? Are you telling me they can take money from the money they've already paid him?
Of course they can, because he's being insubordinate. Yes, they can. I've negotiated hundreds of contracts about my old before I retired, and he's obligated. Once he accepted the roster bonus, he's his bulk of his salary is pay. He has to give it back. He has to.
Okay.
He's going to be fined to give it back.
That's the first I've heard of it. Okay.
Well,
in that case, then they have all the leverage. If they can start stripping money off the money they've already paid him, then yes, they have financial leverage.
Right, because he has a contract. This is what Jerry Jones keeps telling everybody. His player has a contract. We have to draw a line sooner or later. Cam has a contract this year and next. Now, if he wants to retire after this year, that's fine. But he's going to be held to this contract. The TO rule applies. He will either have to give that money back because he's going to be fined and put on the list.
Okay, I thought that that money was guaranteed no matter what, but you might be right if he doesn't show up for work. Okay, but he still has the leverage in that he's a pretty indispensable player on the defensive line. Let's be honest here.
Of course, but this is a mutual admiration society. Once he took the signing bonus, he accepted the parameters of the contract. So he has to, right now he's being insubordinate by not even practicing. Because the salary states play and practice.
You think the Steelers would have the Steelers would have the guts to start stripping him of money?
Did they have the guts to say goodbye to Troy Polamalu and tell Ben in 2021 take a pay cut? Of course they have to.
Did they have the guts to follow through on a pay cut for Cam last year?
Well, look, they didn't. I guess they didn't want it to end last year. They didn't have anybody. Now they've drafted two rookies, and look, the choice is his. He made a mistake. Listen, I know you look in the eyes of the public now because you went. It's out there. If you buckle, you look like you lost to the Steelers. You're going to lose to the Steelers because you took the roster bonus.
Yeah, I don't think they'll have the guts to do it. And I think he actually won last year because he didn't have to take a pay cut. But then you're right. He did sign. He signed a bad deal. He did.
Yes. And he wants the Steelers to rectify it.
Yeah.
They have no obligation to. And I wouldn't if I were the Steelers. Listen, he's not 26. He's 36.
Man, could that get ugly? Man, would that get ugly, Anthony, if suddenly the Steelers up and something's going on here. Because as I said, if it was as simple as the Cabalis of the world make it sound, it already would have happened. Something bigger is going on here. And if the Steelers actually find a backbone and say, you know what? Next time you don't show up for work, we're going to start peeling back that bonus, if what you're saying is correct. Then this is going to get nuclear ugly.
Yeah, it's called insubordination. And that's what they have. Once you accept the money, once you accept the contract, and you don't want to fulfill it because others are making more, well, that's not our problem that others are making more. You negotiated an extension. He should have just said, give me a one-year deal, fully guaranteed. And I'll go year to year. And he didn't do that. He asked for a three-year deal. Now he's caught in the parameter of that deal. They can fine him if they want to. It's called the TO rule. The commissioner can put him on the list and start taking back that money.
I thought it was a guaranteed bonus merely for being on the roster. First I've heard that they can go back and take that money back. I thought the only stipulation was you had to be on the roster. Myself.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the NFL football operations rules right now, and there's nothing that says anything basically past when that date is of the certain roster bonus that you are awarded about money being able to be taken back.
Next.
Here is Patrick. He's in McKeesport.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
I couldn't disagree with you can't take any money back, first off. That's just pie in the sky. But the Steelers and Tomlin made the decision to make Cam the entire anchor of the front. The rookies, you can't – he wants to win or he wants paid now. We brought a 40-year-old moron in at quarterback. The offense can't score. And now the whole defense is on him, and everyone's surprised that he's holding out. Pay him. If you don't pay him, you don't have a team. That's it.
Well, I actually agree with that, at least in this sense, and I appreciate the call, that that's really where the leverage is. Forget about the finances for a minute. They've gone all in on this season. See, I don't know if Cam's going to have the fortitude to follow through on that threat either. That's the thing. I don't know that he will. I still tend to believe it will be settled the way that everybody thinks, borrowing from next year to pay him this year. But again, I ask, if it's that easy, why hasn't it happened? Meanwhile, the running game. We don't talk about this a lot, and the Steelers' running game was crap last year. 4.1 yards a carry, I believe it was, one of the worst marks in the league. They never scored on an opening drive. Lack of a running game had something to do with that. They were one of the worst four teams in the NFL in the red zone. Lack of a running game had something to do with that. And they couldn't get a yard when they needed one. Lack of a running game had something to do with that. Artie Smith and Mike Tomlin came in promising a ground and pound, and instead, they got their asses handed to them when it mattered. Their running game stunk. After all these years of drafting offensive linemen, and a running back and everything else. Yes, Limits?
So I went back to some of the stuff that Mike Florio said with the PM guys yesterday and the notes that Donnie included. And he basically said that Cam can't get fined if he sits out the games this year. And that if Hayward were to retire, the Steelers would be able to get the roster bonus back from
him. If he retired and then they can fine him. I don't know that fining him is the same as taking back money you've already paid him. But anyway, on to the running game, okay? Dulac is asked, and he's been adamant that they are going to have trouble replacing Najee. This guy says, you always bring up Najee's 1,000-yard seasons. Should 59 yards a game at 3.9 yards per carry really be a benchmark in a 17-game season? Jerry says, yeah, especially when you play all 17 games all four seasons. I don't care that Najee was available. I disagree with the notion that availability is your best ability. You know what your best ability is?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ripping off a 60-yard run and changing a game. Having vision as a running back and be able to find the right hole. Having explosiveness to your game. Getting a yard when your team desperately needs one. All of that. I'll take 3 or 4 missed games a season any day. If you give me that kind of talent, I was watching James Cook highlights today from Buffalo because he signed his new deal. That dude can score every time he touches the ball. Jahmyr Gibbs can score every time he touches the ball. Saquon, those guys. All those guys. And there's plenty of others, by the way, who are next level down who can do that and who are flat out better than Najee. Najee is as average gets. And the Steelers told you they think the same because they didn't give him his fifth year. I mean, they think the same. If they don't improve on what he delivered, shame on them and people should be fired. Now, Jaylen Warren is a topic of interest this year. How I think he was a very good third down back, especially when he was healthy. And last year, he wasn't healthy a lot, I don't think. The year before, 5.3 yards a carry, even 4.3 last year. Plus, he caught 38 passes for 300 yards and 16 first downs. He's a when he's right, he's a first down maker. But how does he fare? He's basically been replaced as the third down back by Gainwell. Is he a conventional sort of first and second down back? And what is the nature of the battle between him and Caleb Johnson? And is anybody else not feeling great about our first impression of Caleb Johnson? I'm not drawing any conclusion based on a preseason game. I'm not. But a first impression is a first impression, and he didn't look quick or elusive to me. A lot of things could contribute to that. Maybe I'll feel differently next time I see him and maybe into the season. It's his first game against NFL competition, and even in the preseason, it's a million times faster than anything he saw in college. Okay, so all those caveats. All I'm saying is my first impression was, is this Najee Light that I'm watching? What am I watching here? So that's going to be a huge story to track, all of it. The progression or lack thereof of the Steelers running game when they profess to wanting to be a running team. And man, they better have a running game if Aaron Rodgers is going to stay in one piece and thrive here. He needs a play action game. He needs a running game. He needs bodies off him who can just key on the pass. He needs to keep drives alive with third and fourth and ones. He needs to score in the red zone. This is not going to be, and it's certainly not going to work as any kind of, you know, shotgun spread it out with five receivers type thing. This dude's going to need a running game. Now, I tend to disagree with Dulac, but I'm not that confident in it. I think they almost can't do worse than Najee. And it's great that Najee was available every game. That's wonderful. Have you seen some of his lines from those games? I mean, there's way more to it than merely availability. He was available for the playoff game last year. He had 17 yards on six carries with a long of five. He was available for the Bengals game to end the season, 12 carries, 36 yards. He was available for the big regular season game in Baltimore, 42 yards with a long of 11. The week before against Philly, six carries for 14 yards with a long of seven. The week before against Cleveland, 53 yards, 3.3 yards a carry. 2 weeks before that, again at Cleveland, 2.6 yards a carry. The week before that, home against Baltimore, 3.5 yards a carry. The week before that, at Washington, 2.5 yards a carry with longs of like 11 or 13 or 11 in those three games. You can't do better than that. If you can't, then Arthur Smith should be fired. Mike Tomlin should be fired. Omar Khan should be fired. They better have upgraded that. So, man, I hope Dulac's not right about that, or it's going to be a long, long year. Coming up next, is Tyler Kennedy coming into the studio?
He
limits?
Is.
Is he bringing another treat this week?
I don't know, but he's right outside the studio.
What a man he is. Let's talk to Tyler Kennedy about all kinds of things next. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I told you about Mitch Keller, didn't I, oh limitless wonder?
Yes.
I said you trade Mitch Keller when he's at the height of his marketability. You sell high because he crumbles every year in late summer. Tell me about his last three starts, Limits. Why don't you look it up on a game log while I tell people about the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And, of course, the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Give me the innings and earned runs from Mitch Keller's last three starts, which all have come after the deadline. Oh, dear, Limits.
I don't want to talk about it.
Tell me if you have it.
I'm pulling it up at the moment.
You should have pulled it up by now. I could have pulled it up faster than you, and you're 30 years younger than me.
I am 30 years younger. Thank you for pointing out your age. Mitch Keller in August, 14 2/3 innings pitched, 13 earned runs, an ERA of 7.98.
Yeah, right. And he got shelled in one game, he got shelled in the next game, and he got shelled yesterday. Okay, so please, if you're among those people out there saying that Mitch Keller was a borderline number one or even a number two starter, he's a three. He's a low two or a three. Yet you could have fooled people into thinking it was higher than that. You needed to trade him at the deadline, and now you're going to come back with a guy who crumbled again late in the summer and try to deal him maybe in the offseason or be stuck with that contract. Nice move, Ben.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.